history related to economic strategies that was made through product change, the explanation of the respected old man, Mr. Santosh, who brings also the industry development aspect in Wambo. We already had familiar agriculture, the most big point. At that time, the trade activities were made by changing that helped the farmers to support their families because of the system that facilitated the change of industry and agriculture products. After this was the rise of industry by means of Lumau Bridge situated at Benguela, Alto Katumbela. So the industry came in 1962 and 1963. And it's from there that the industry sector began developing in this province of Wambo that had the second most industry power in Angola. This was Mr. Santosh, an old man in Wambo province. To close our presence in this channel, we invite the audience to listen to the interview of anthropologist and linguist Gregory Chikola that situates us some aspects of the origin, meaning, and lifestyle of Wambo people in the past that impacts in somewhat until nowadays.
Wambo is part of a big history, Angolan history. And when you talk about the history of Wambo, you cannot leave out the history of Angola. Angola also is part of a continent, and this continent is called Africa. And Africa, in terms of language, culture, is unique and is very rich. Differences everywhere, customs and habits will be found. So it's important to actually start from there. We are part of a Bantu people or Bantu group. The different languages were disseminated or created from these groups. You will find different Bantu people, like, for example, the Ambundu, Ngangela, Chokwe. You'll find also Nyaneka, Bakongo, and also Swahili.
Even Swahili.
They're all Bantu people, all come from the same stem, and the stem is called Bantu. Now, when you come to Angola, it's also important to recognize that most of the people that live here in Angola, they are actually a result of migration. So migration is part of history of all these people, most of these people that live in Angola. We have four arrows that indicate this migratory process. We have the first group that came to Angola. It's believed that came from the north. We're talking about Cabinda side, mainly the Bakongo people. The second one that came to Angola took the northeast part of Angola, and this group is composed of Ambundu, Lunda Chokwe, and the third one, it's believed that came through the southeast. We're talking about people like Ngangela mainly, and Shindonga. And then this happened, as you could say, they came through that point. And then the last one, the fourth one, it's believed actually came through the south of Angola. We are actually talking about the Chikwanyama or Kwanyama people. So these are the four groups that we believe were the first movement to Angola. We're talking about migrations.
Subgroups.
Yeah, apart from this, we have the subgroups and also subfamilies, as we describe them in anthropology. And apart from this, we have other people that were found in Angola. That's why we say the original people of Angola are not the Bantu people, actually. We have the Khoisan, for example. These are the ones who came first, if we could say this. All that, these people are the ones who have been living here for centuries before the presence of the Bantu people. Now, for the Umbundu people, we usually believed that they might have come from the second trend, from the second trend, from the second route, which is the northeast. This brought the Lunda Chokan and Umbundu. Why? When we reconstruct the linguistic patterns of this language in terms of phonetics and morphology, we find likenesses among these languages in terms of the sound, you know, the prefix that are used. These languages, they do work with prefix quite a lot. And we find the meanings of the vocabulary or lexicography, as we describe the lexicas, usually they, you know, usually is very close, although we might find some differences, but something rings the bell that at certain point in history, these languages, they did come across and they produced changes, bring about dialects and so forth. But going back to this anthroponym of the word Wumble, what is believed it is that the word Wumble comes actually from a word in Umbundu which means mist. Wumble, you know, place where there is darkness and there is mist. And it was not used in a friendly way, of course. Mana, you know, it was used to tease, all this people. Now, the word, the exact word is to tease someone. So it was used to tease these people because they were very black. It was believed that they were too dark and they thought, okay, should deserve this name. But also, we believe that Mike actually might have come from the word, you know, thick forests, you know. Thick forest. This place was very, you know, wild, you know, wild animals, wild forests, and so on, trees and so forth. So very, very close, tight forest indeed. So it was quite difficult to live here. People who lived here before, they had to adapt to many things. You know, they had to fight and hunt wild animals. Ferocious animals that were very dangerous in this place. So they actually did conquer. You know that the Umbun people were hunters before, you know, hunter-gatherers. And step by step, they introduced agriculture in their ways of living. And of course, when you introduce agriculture, you stop actually being nomadic, you know, you start moving around, okay, from one place to another, hunting for food or gathering food. You actually stay put, and you have to develop an economic system that will guarantee your survival while you're there. And that's exactly what these people will do for their centuries. So even when the Portuguese or the Europeans arrived in Angola, we are still experiencing some migration taking place in the country, like trying to fix themselves and then impose their leaderships and kingdoms. That's why we see fighting taking on. When 1912, Wambu is created by Norton de Matos, what is going on in the country is still we have fighting taking place, and one kingdom against another, for example, the South against the North. We have some conflicts described there between the Kimbundu, like Jinga kingdom, and here in the South, Bailundo kingdom, you know, there's fighting going on. So the Portuguese, when they come, they didn't know actually the interior of Angola. They knew the coast because it's there. They arrived in 1482. But it took some time, some centuries before actually they came in inside Angola and penetrated in all these wild forests and wild places. But we had the Ubundu people there already, and there was some kind of communication between the coastal people were living on the coast, on the coast at the seaside, with people that were living in the interior of Angola.
Well, this feature of being hunters, it makes them powerful to fight also with Portuguese.
Of course. I mean, they have acquired those techniques on how to fight animals, and this experience, of course, is used when actually expelling the invaders, considered to be, I mean, enemies to them, not adversaries, but enemies. As they come, before they behave like friends, but then they change, of course. Now, instead of negotiating, now they wanted to conquer. Of course, their reaction was this one.
Doctor, just a curiosity, looking to this feature of hunters and powerful in fight with enemies at that time, animals, why did they obey it too much in order to let people going out slaves?
Okay, one of the features of this people has to do with submission. Of course, religious submission. Okay, and I think this is one of the reasons why they accepted the offer that was given to them. You know that European powers used the army, but also they used the church to penetrate where they were. And the Bible was used as an instrument, not only for preaching the word of God, but also to enslave. Because we have reports of missionaries trying to, for example, use the Bible, or questioning even the Bible. If the black people found were also children of God or not, or they were simply animals. We have missionaries asking this question, these fundamental questions, and these questions kept on being nagging to them. Some of them even baptized black people under condition. What condition? I mean, they baptized believing that they were also human beings. All these affected the relationship between those ones who came and those ones who were found. Because I don't believe that we were discovered. I mean, I don't believe there was an era of discoveries. I believe there was an era or an era of encounters. I mean, the European encountered us. They did not discover us. This has to be changed. I mean, even the words that I used to describe this historical event that took place in the past, I mean, we have to clarify some of the terminologies we have been using. Because saying that we were discovered, this actually diminishes us. It looks like we have become properties. I mean, properties owned by people who came and they had rights over us, on us. I mean, they could come and do whatever they wanted to do with us. That's exactly what happened. We were, I mean, found, as they say, conquered, and we turned into properties, their properties, and we were used and misused the way they wanted.
So we are speaking to international channel, then you wait to strange ones when they come, what they have to learn, what they have also to bring for us.
Well, first of all, I think it's important to know, when you decide to go and visit someone, usually you have some previous knowledge of this people. And I mean, not the place could be, but some basic information about them. So you should know. That's what I do when I travel. I usually, you know, browse some information, you know, about the people I want to visit and the places that I want to experience. So important. But I think they will come across very friendly people, very friendly. Of course, with the scars of the past, the war, some scars of the war are still on the skin. Also, you'll find them, the signs also on the monuments. They will come across in Wembley, the bullets and so forth. I'll see that signs of that there was recently war, because these signs have not disappeared totally. They will also taste very good cuisine. I mean, local food, very interesting. They will also observe, I'm sure they will witness, a very diligent society, mixed in a way. Not everyone here that lives in Wembley is from Wembley, a very cosmopolitan city, especially Wembley. But also they will observe some signs of modernity, some traditional, some remote areas, like the villages. They will find these changes taking place, and this will be a reminder that globalization is taking over and is everywhere. They will also find, geographically speaking, very interesting touristic places, like the mountain Moko, which is traditionally named as Moru do Moko, which is a very attractive touristic place that they go and visit. But what is important that they will come across is this traditional dance, traditional way of doing things. And they should visit some kingdoms, very important kingdoms, like Wambo, Kalunga, Kisala, you know, there's the court of Kisala, and they will also find, I think, problem is Bailundu, which is also okay. They can go there. It's also a very attractive place to go, and they will be retold the history of Bailundu, which is one of the most powerful history of this place. In the center, no one talks about the history of Mbundu people without mentioning Bailundu, and also Andulu, very important places to go and visit and try to collect all this data. these data, while it's important to confront and also they will experience in terms of the language, different dialects, you know, the language is Ubuntu, but they might travel to different places and hear the sound of the language differently, which is part of our wealth and should be enhanced.
Mr. Grigori Cicola, an anthropologist and linguist, for today is all and receive the farewell of Francelino Pedro, Luis Correa and Edson Bank in Wambo province. See you next.
All Tongala, meet the people in their places, in a toll throughout our country.
Well, dear listeners, that was our magazine, Porto in Gold. And now, in a few minutes, we'll be offering you, dear listeners, our news bulletin. But for now, of course, let's stay in the company with some more music. And then, of course, we'll be having our news bulletin, of course, letting you, dear listener, to be informed and uptight about every fact happening around the country and, of course, around the world. But for now, it's time for us to be in the company of some more good music. And then we'll be back.
Ele prometeu em ser fiel. Até se ajoelhou e olhou pro céu. E disse, mulher, te juro, até o fim eu vou te amar. Eu nunca vou te deixar, oh não, não. Mas agora tô aqui sentada, não consigo mais,
mais jurar.
Acreditei naquelas palavras, ele foi demais,
mentiu demais.
Desapareceu, não me deixou com nada. Só fiquei aqui com muita mágoa, com muita mágoa.
Aquele amor por mim sempre foi falso, sempre foi fraco.
É muito triste e não vai fazer sentido.
Quero que saibas que eu sempre te amei. Todas as promessas foram sinceras. Eu dei tudo de mim, mas também você não ajudou. Quando precisei, você não estava. Quando eu chorei, você não estava. Quero que saibas que essa dor me queima por dentro.
Meu coração chorou e tu não estavas. Precisei do teu amor e tu não estavas. Agora saiba que essa dor me leva ao tormento.
Na, 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 na.
Você me prometeu que serias fiel. E no meu dedo sim, porias um anel.
An international knock connects Angola to the world. It's simple. Visit www.rna.au. Everything about Angola you learn here on the RNA International at www.rna.au. Global connection.
Mano, é problema, é problema, é. Isso é problema, é problema, é. Mano, é problema, é problema, é. Isso é problema, é problema, é. Gosto dela, mas ela tem problema. Ela faz matoche, bom fruto proibido. Ela dá de comer a todos que têm fome. Basta ter o que dar, ela te faz bom tempero. Faz uma passada, arranca catuta. Carne com jindungo, criança não come. E longa.
RNA Internacional, o sonho que se tornou realidade. Angola liga-te ao mundo inteiro com toda a informação em tempo real. Política, economia, cultura, gastronomia, sociedade e desporto. www.rna.au. Ao ligar, já está conectado.
The RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.au. We are together.
RNA International, le rêve qui est devenu réalité. L'Angola vous connecte au monde avec toutes les informations en temps réel sur la politique, l'économie, la culture, la gastronomie, la société et les sports au www.rna.au. Connectez-vous.
RNA International. Les alliés consangissa angolana mokili mobimba. Les alliés n'ont pas cité. Kotaka kana www.rna.au. Les alliés connexion globale. Makambo nyonso oyo lingoye ba pona ekola angola. Lande ango awa na RNA International. www.rna.au. Connexion globale.
Well, dear listeners, we are here enjoying the great music of Selma Ribas featuring Matias Damasio and as well to the great voice of Jerusalem Israel. You know, the time now for us to move on, dear listeners, I told you guys before, we'll be now having our news bulletin. It'll be now time for us to be in the company of our news bulletin, for us to be updating from about what's going on around the world and of course in your country. So dear listeners, stay now in the company of our news bulletin, and then we'll be back of course to offer you guys much more. So keep on connected with us, keep on connected on the other side, because we still have much more to offer you, dear listener. It's time now for the news bulletin, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
News. News Hour. News. News Hour. News. News Hour. News Hour.
It's time for the news bulletin. Your attention to the top stories. President João Lourenço discussed peace and stability in the Great Lakes region with the UN Special Envoy. Parliament Speaker appointed as a member of the preparatory committee for the 60th World Conference of Women Speakers. Angolan government want to increase the weight of tourism in the economy. Delphine Swarja showed the sound control, and I am Daniel Kekesh. The details right away. I do open this news bulletin saying that the Angolan head of state, John Lourenço, granted audience to the special envoy of the United Nations for Great Lakes region, Shuang Xia. The meeting aimed at assessing the prevailing situation in the Great Lakes region. At the end of the meeting, Wang Xianin highlighted the efforts of Angola in finding peace and stability in the region of the Great Lakes. In the meantime, the President of the Republic, João Lourenço, announced in Luanda that the government is committed to build the future house for the artists, the music and theater palace in Luanda. President João Lourenço reiterated his commitment to create decent spaces for great appreciation of this art of representation of reality based on our culture. He explained that after the inauguration of Wambo Cultural Center, initiatives of this kind will be obviously multiplied throughout the country. He considered theater makers true heroes who, in an environment of many adversities, make this art an effective instrument to keep awareness of people. President João Lourenço said so in the framework of the celebration of the World Theater Day marked on the 27th of March, created in 1961 by the International Theater Institute. In another story, to say that the National Assembly Speaker Carolina Cerqueira was elected in Geneva, Switzerland, as a member of the Preparatory Committee for the 60th World Conference of Women Speakers to take place between July and August 2025. The decision came from a meeting of the executive committee that approved the proposals of the regional groups of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, which took place in Geneva on the sidelines of the organization's 48th General Assembly. The committee is chaired by IPU's president and also leader of the Tanzanian parliament, Tulia Axon, a representative of the Inter-Parliamentary Union Women's Committee and a representative of the Youth Forum are also part of the committee. At the African level, representatives from Angola, Algeria, Cote d'Ivoire and Nigeria were elected, who are represented by the heads of their parliaments. Carolina Cerqueira is the first woman to assume the Angolan National Assembly after the general elections held in 2022. The Secretary of State for Tourism, Elder Marcelino, said in Rwanda that the government is working to increase the weight of tourism in the economy. This will be possible with the creation of more jobs, taking into account the opportunities that the sector offers. Speaking to the press at the Conference on Tourism in Angola, Challenges and Opportunities, Elder Marcelino highlighted that the actions are supported by the government's planning instrument through a sectoral program that feeds the National Development Plan. The government official added that the National Plan for the Promotion of Tourism in Angola was approved, and as part of this planning, they have outlined the necessary actions to address the main challenges that the country is facing. Explained that the challenges are associated with the infrastructure component, training, tourism, promotion at national and international level. The Secretary of State acknowledged that among the challenges, depending on the vision of each actor, opportunities can be assumed and faced in the area of hotels, agency, and facilitating access for tourists to places that constitute touristic attractions. Available data indicates that the contribution of tourism revenue to the gross domestic product in Angola went from 1.3% in 2016 to 0.01% in 2022, representing a decrease of $628 million US dollars to $24 million, with the COVID-19 pandemic as one of the causes. And also on the news to say that Christians worldwide are to celebrate the Easter this weekend. It is a Christian festival and cultural holiday commemorating the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead on the third day of his burial following his crucifixion by the Romans at Calvary. The Easter is the culmination of the passion of Jesus Christ, preceded by Lent, which is a 40-day period of fasting, prayer and penance. Pastor Jean Cassoule from the Methodist Church explains the meaning of the Easter for Christians.
We are in the Easter season. This is the so-called the highest celebration time for the Christians believers. When we look to the Christian calendar, they are celebration like the Christmas, the Pentecost, and the Easter season, which is the passion time for Jesus Christ, which we are celebrating right now in this period. From the Palm Sunday, the victory entry of Jesus Christ, until the Sunday of resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. What does the meaning of Easter is all about? Easter comes from the long celebration party for Jewish peoples in Israel. The Passover that we call in English is the way to say Passover. It is the experience of the Jewish people have experienced in Egypt. Remember when the angel passed through the Jewish community and killed the firstborn of Egyptians as the fighting process for the liberations. And since then, the Jewish people have celebrated this day as a day of liberation from Egyptian slavery threat process. In the Christian time, this celebration, because it could be called the tabernacle's time, the people will come over from everywhere to Jerusalem to celebrate this party. That was called the Passover's party for the Jewish Christians, for the Jewish traditions. And it was very important in the Judaism religions. That was the time that Jesus gave his life to save the world. Jesus became not anymore the God that usually the Jews were using to kill, to repentance, for forgiveness from God. Jesus had anointed himself for this forgiveness process from God to human being. And it happened in Jerusalem, his entry after 3 years, moving out from his own country, preaching the world, calling upon people for forgiveness and a new life, changing the law for grace.
Jean Kasule also says that the way people celebrate the Easter depends from church to church, but the most important is to observe the spirit of forgiveness.
The celebration of the Easter season depends from each traditions, not the Christian tradition, from each church tradition. Christian is the same body of a people ecumenically who express the word of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Trinity. But the celebration itself started from the entry of Jesus Christ in Jerusalem, the Palm Sunday. Then we have on Monday the spoiling of the vendors, of the sellers in the temples. You see, remember that in the past of Judaism, the people, for them to repentance, they have to go crucifying doves and goats and other animals, so that they spread up the blood. Christ have seen that there was misrespect of the temple of God, because there was also some interest from those we call the Sadducees, the Zealots, and the Pharisees. Some of them, they got advantage on this process of pleasing their lives, making that easier to buy the animals and the bird in the temple. They were called, those are the holy one, to be spread the blood. So the starting point on Monday was to spell out all the vendors, all the sellers in the temple. On Tuesday was when Jesus Christ have condemned the fig tree by not bearing the fruit. Remember this theologically saying, according to the biblical saying, this tree was not the only one in the garden. It was the one which on the way is like the people who show off beautiness, but inside of themselves they are empty. Jesus knew that that was not a time of a fig bearing fruits. But he now knows that this tree has spreading too much, you know, like showing off good leaves, shelter, the robustness, and so on. And so this is what is sometimes confuse the Christian people. Seeming to be so holy, they are empty inside. Seeming to pretend they are Christian, they are not. That's the example of the fig tree.
Jean Kasule points the impact of Easter in the life of people.
The impact of Good Friday, the impact of Sunday of the Resurrection is the impact in our life to understand a new time. The impact of living together, the impact of living to have the spirit of fraternity, of dignity, of respect, the impact of a new life in Jesus Christ, it happened on Sunday of Resurrection. It's a day of victory. It's a day to change our perspective. It's a day of celebration, joy. It's a day to start or to have a new beginning of what we expect for this world and for the better life of the whole country. Angolan people, they have gone through a very different time of struggle, a war, differences, separations. Now is a time of reconciliation and peace.
That was Pastor Jean Kasule. In another story, Namibian Ambassador to Angola Patrick Nandago highlighted the good business environment in Angola. According to the Namibian diplomat, the Angolan government introduced new laws that have contributed for the ease of doing business in the country. Patrick Nandago, with the incentives being put in place, stimulates any businessman to invest in Angola.
Situation in Angola has changed. It has changed for the better. So Angola, as I said, things have changed. They have introduced the new laws governing the establishment of businesses, facilitating investors to establish themselves on the ground. And I think the leadership of President João Lourenço is ready to be commended for that. The reforms which are taking place in the oil and gas sector, particularly the prioritizing of the local content is something to go for, as well as the introduction of new set of rules for foreign investors. IPEX, I think, is an institution which is doing quite well. It's a one-stop shop for investors, and once investors arrive in Angola, they go there and they are being facilitated with the registration of companies, registrations for VITs, the registration for employment permits for the expatriates who are going to work for that company. So it makes life easier for the investors. So the investors do not need to walk from one ministry or institution in Teladona or in Vienna and to all to one. They just come to one point and everything is sorted out.
Patrick Inandago pointed some of the Namibian companies that are already investing in the Angolan soil.
We have some men and women who are doing business in Angola. And as I said, there are companies like Ohorongo, it's a cement plant establishment in Namibia, and they are trying to expand their operations into Angola. So they are looking to southern Angola, to supply southern Angola first with cement while they are putting up the factory. The plan is to put up a factory in Lubango. Hartleaf is a meat processing facility in Namibia. They were here to explore the market. They have sent in some products through ShopRite to see how the market is reacting to their products. Meatco, they have already exported meat in the Angolan market. On medical services, we have the Ombediva Medipark. So they were busy constructing a hospital in Onjiva. So they have opened up two clinics here now, here in Luanda. So we have a company called Kalahari Holdings. So they are busy securing business ventures in fishing, oil and gas, as well as in the agriculture sector. Namcor, which is a counterpart of Sonangol here, they have acquired oil blocks in Angola, so they have made substantial investment.
That was Namibian ambassador to Angola, Patrick Inandago. In another story, to say that the African Development Bank has granted more than $2 million to support cocoa production producers in the country. This was said by the representative of the African Development Bank to Angola, Pietro Toigo. According to the official, they do that through a line of credit and through aggregators to reach small producers.
We do that through a line of credit, and we do that through aggregators. So it's much easier to support larger entities that manage to then outreach to the small producers, aggregate, and as I was saying before, create value through drying and processing of cocoa.
How is the project doing?
It's a project that started relatively slowly, mostly due to some design issues. But we're very glad to know that it's picking up in speed. Some of the important activities like infrastructures are also coming online. And we certainly have expanded significant support to small producers, both through lines of credit, about $2 million have been disbursed. We hope to be able to disburse a new $2 million. We're just looking at the right arrangements right now, but also supplying inputs like chicken, Seedlings and key cultures, including cocoa.
Pietro Togo added that they have also been supporting the practice of field farmer school, which are opportunities for small farmers to improve their techniques and increase production. The official went on saying that they also provide small mechanized inputs as well as fertilizers and seeds.
We need to create an environment for small producers to be able to grow and to be able to adopt increasing competitive farming practices. So one way to do that is to support, which is what we're doing in Cabinda, to support the government approach, which uses what they called field farming schools, which are opportunities for small farmers to improve their techniques and to learn new methods of cultivation that are more productive. As well, we are supporting distribution of inputs, mechanized, small mechanized inputs, as well as fertilizer and seeds. The other way to support farmers is obviously by densifying the road network so that they have a better access, and that's also an important part of our investment, especially looking at tertiary roads. But we are particularly interested in making sure that farmers really have access to markets, and to do that you need to work with larger agro-dealers and agro-producers who are willing to work with smaller farmers to support them with finance and technical assistance and sort of slowly bring them up to a commercial level. We also have an initiative called Transformative Technology for Africa that wants to bring across different countries proven technologies in agriculture and increase productivity.
That was African Development Bank representative to Angola, Pietro Togo. Well, dear listener, on this note, we have come to the end of this news bulletin. Let me then remind you the top stories. President Jean Lawrence discussed peace and stability in the Great Lakes with the UN Special Envoy. Parliament Speaker appointed as a member of the Preparatory Committee for the 60th World Conference of Women Speakers. Angolan government want to increase the weight of tourism in the economy. Delphine Swaja showed the sound control, and Daniel Kekesh was the news voice. We thank you for being here.
News Hour.
Well, dear listeners, so that was our news bulletin. We're almost entering our last hour. Yes, dear listeners, in a few minutes we'll be entering our last hours of today's edition, but of course we still have much more to offer you. So let me then offer you guys some more music, so we won't be talking much. Stay now in the company of some music, good music, and stay now in the company of this great voice of Alison Pashao, this great Angolan musician and singer. So bring you, please offer us Alison Pashao. I'll be back.
Algumas canetas e eu me amo por ti. Angola parou quando eu te escolhi. Para ficar aqui, me fazes tão feliz. Ninguém aceita assim. E essas novinhas não podem te preocupar, porque não sabem o que tive de passar para chegar aqui. Ai, como eu sofri, cuidaste bem de mim. Ai, tu não és da Versace, ei, do tempo do São Paulo. Ai, ué, mané, tu não és do Mercedes.
Mama, mama,
meu porto mama, seguro,
meu porto mama, seguro.
Yeah. Oh, mama, hey, te alengi, te alengi. Mana alengi, mana alengi. Amores, amores, sagrados.
Want to advertise your business? Call us on the info line 923-795-620 or 944-552-351 and advertise in English, French, Lingala and Portuguese. We make your business grow.
Chérie, 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 chérie,
chérie. Conheci-te no momento mais difícil da minha vida. Hoje a minha felicidade tem o teu nome. O meu cardápio era tristeza, mágoa e dor, decepções, depressão. Especialista em nutrição, doutora de felicidade. Hoje eu tenho a mais pura saúde graças a treinar do teu amor. Especialista em nutrição, doutora de felicidade. Hoje eu tenho a mais pura saúde graças a treinar do teu amor que você me deu. Está longe de ti, a drena do love em mim está tão alta que eu já não suporto estar longe de ti. E à noite quase que eu não durmo, fico molhada, todinha molhada, de tanto transpirar. Eu sinto frio, não estou com febre, mas o termômetro marca você. Acho que estou a delirar, ai, cadê você? Meu ar puro, meu casaco humano. E à noite, quase que eu não durmo. Fico molhada, todinha molhada, de tanto transpirar. Eu sinto frio, não estou com febre, mas o termômetro marca você. Acho que estou a delirar.